Hello, Mana Minutes podcast listeners. Our question today is, should a Christian ever directly speak to an evil spirit? Some say no, others say yes. That there are times when the follower of Christ is led by God to speak to an evil spirit. But what does the Bible say? Let's find out by looking at a couple of the many passages that answer our question. The passage of Luke chapter 10, verse 17 says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." These 70 were Jesus' disciples, to whom he had given power over serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Jesus says that in the same chapter, in verse 19, "Evil spirits are the enemy. They are demons and devils." Jesus said he gave his followers power over them. His followers reported that evil spirits were subject to them. How can an intelligent being be subject to us if we cannot talk to him? If we cannot tell him what to do or not to do? If we cannot do that, he is not subject to us. If Jesus tells his servant to command an evil spirit to be quiet, the servant must speak to the spirit to carry out Jesus' command. This is not a hard concept, and it is definitely biblical. Let's see this truth in action. In the passage of Acts chapter 16, verse 18, we read, "But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour." Paul cast an evil spirit out of the young woman. We plainly see him speaking directly to the evil spirit, giving him a direct command in Jesus' name. Now, if we believe the Bible is truth and that it is written for our example, why would we say there is never a time when a Christian should speak to an evil spirit? Such a statement is not in line with biblical scripture. For more Mana Minutes podcasts, please visit heavenlymana.net, where you may ask questions and make comments. Mana Minutes, the Busy Christians podcast.